This is a data lead indicating history, physical, patient name, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Ranni, R-O-N-N-I-E, date of birth, 1-1-1948, place, future case, Charles Village, date of service. One twenty-five, twenty twenty-four. History, physical, comprehensive evaluation. History of present illness. This is a 76-year-old male. He was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problem, ESRD. Status post renal transplant. Multiple infection history in the past, CMV viremia, C. diff colitis type 2 in the past, BK viremia, recurrent UTI, candida infection in 2012, pneumonia, urinary retention, hypertension, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of bradycardia, history of complete AV block, status post pacemaker placement, history of pacemaker lead malfunction. Patient presented to the hospital. With the right foot. Wound on December 30th, 2023. Blood culture were drawn that time. He has a gram positive bacilli. And January 4th, he was asked to come to the emergency room. He came back to the emergency room. Blood culture was drawn. He received vancomycin and Bactrim. Received tetanus, diphtheria shot because of right foot wound. Blood cultures showed QT bacterium. Transplant ID was consulted. They started a patient. They thought it's certainly a contaminant. They would not treat it given history of C. diff. Podiatry was consulted for the right lateral foot wound. They performed IND and he was not an antibiotic for the remainder of the hospital course. His hospital course was complicated because of asymptomatic bradycardia. He found to have complete heart block on the EKG. Cardiology consulted. They recommended EP consult for pacemaker insertion. He underwent pacemaker placement on January 12. Postoperatively, X-ray showed two leads in the right ventricle. Device interrogation was consistent with the right atrial lead dislodgement. He underwent pacemaker revision on January 16, which was successful. He was recommended to have remote interrogation in 4 to 6 weeks. Patient was monitored closely. Outpatient cardiology follow-up was advised. During hospitalization, he was also noted to have waxing remaining mental status. He repeat infectious workup was done largely unremarkable. Patient significantly improved. Mental status started to improve. Foot wound followed with the podiatry. Local skin care was done. Foley catheter was inserted. Patient subsequently started avoiding trial and Foley was removed. And his renal function came back to baseline. After stabilization, PTOT done and patient was sent to subacute rehab. Patient has a known history of atrial flutter. Patient, he was continued on Eliquis 5 mg BID for atrial flutter after pacemaker placement. And he was continued on Lantus for the diabetes. Past medical history. Today when I saw him, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Past medical history, number one. Patient name, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Thomas Ranni, R-O-N-N-I. Past medical history of Mr. Thomas Ranni is end-stage renal disease, status post renal transplant, next line diabetes, next line BK viremia, next line CMV viremia. History of C. diff colitis treated in the past, AFib and flutter on a pixie band. history of AV fistula ligation in August 2024, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 45%, coronary artery disease, mood disorder, recent urinary tract infection, and repeat culture is thought to be contamination.
Bandage, full call, pump one. Bandage, full call, pump one.
Don't rush.
His recent in December right foot infection seen by podiatry and local debridement. They said the culture was contaminated. No need for antibiotics.
No, I'm good. I was just scrolling.
Medication upon discharge: Tylenol 650, Q4 hour PRN, vitamin D supplement 2000 units daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily.
It's not gonna happen today.
Lasix. Lasix 40 milligram daily, cylindrical coverage with insulin.
No, it feels good.
Aspart, tacrolimus 2 milligram in the morning, 1 milligram in the evening, Lipitor 80 milligram daily, Aloquest 5 milligram BID for AFib and flutter, Jardiance 25 milligram daily, Gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Levimir 20 units at night, Losartan 25 mg daily, Nifedipine XL 30 mg daily, Prednisone 5 mg once a day, Sertraline 25 mg daily. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital union, hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polio, no paradipsia, no heat, no cold, tolerance. Allergies, not known. Socialist, you know, smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, cooperative, oriented, and free. Blood pressure 140 over 78, pulse 80, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 97%. Body weight 182.6 pounds. Arrhythmia, cardiac, no urine discharge, neck supple, JVD, chest, and tender lungs. Decreased breath from the bases, heart SNS2, abdomen irregular, abdomen is soft, non-transversal positive, old, healed, surgical scar noted from the previous abdominal surgeries, right lower quadrant surgical scar also noted, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, trace edema, but there is no cough tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, oriented, and free, cooperative, moving all, his extremity is equal, psych, he is cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted. To the subacute rehab. Recent complete heart block, status post pacemaker placement. Next line, malfunctioning of the lead, status post revision of the pacemaker. Next line, right foot wound. Infection, status post debridement. No more antibiotic at this point. Next line, CHF. With ejection fraction of 40%, next line, coronary artery disease, next line, cardiomyopathy, next line, CKD, status post renal transplant, next line, history of C. diff colitis treated in the past, history of BK viremia, next line, history of CMV viremia, next line, history of hypertension, next line, hyperlipidemia, next line, history of AV fistula ligation, previous history of UTI has been treated. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. Patient is admitted for deconditioning, will continue PTOT. Transient episode change in mental status in the hospital that has significantly recovered and improved. Patient is at the baseline. He has a diabetes type 2. He is on insulin. Along with saline scale coverage, it will be continued, long acting. And care plan discussed with nursing staff. Next line, chart reviewed. History physical done and placed in the EMR. Time spent on the patient examination, chart documenting, reviewing discharge summary, 45 minutes. Next line, MOST, M-O-L-S-T, MOST form. Discuss with the patient reviewed. Patient alert, oriented M3, he wants to be full code. He wants to be transferred to the hospital, yes. IV antibiotic, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. And CPR, intubation, yes. G-tube feeding if needed, yes. Hemodialysis if needed, yes. All the questions answered and new most forms updated and signed and placed in the chart. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.
Huh?
Data server for this visit 1/25/2024.